The Imperial Forums. The Imperial Forums are an unparalleled architectural masterpiece, consisting of a series of majestic buildings and open spaces that were the beating heart of political activity in ancient Rome. Built over the course of some 150 years, between 46 BC and 113 AD. By the end of the Republican era, Rome had become the capital of a vast empire stretching from Gaul to Asia Minor, and the ancient Roman Forum was no longer sufficient to fulfill the functions of the city's administrative center. It was then that Julius Caesar, in 46 BC, decided to build a new square, initially conceived as a simple extension of the Republican Forum. Later, the Forum of Augustus, the transitory forum or Forum of Nerva, erected by Domitian and inaugurated by Nerva, and the Forum of Trajan, undoubtedly the grandest of all, were built. Together these archaeological areas form an organic complex of great urban value, known in modern times as the Imperial Fora, stretching between the Capitoline Hill and the Quirinal Hill. Forum of Augustus, 2 BC. Octavian, Julius Caesar's nephew and his adopted son and heir from 45 BC, left an indelible mark on the history of Rome. After avenging the death of his beloved mentor with the help of Mark Antony in the famous Battle of Philippi in 42 BC, which saw the end of the tyrants Brutus and Cassius, Octavian devoted himself to building the Temple of Mars Ulta, Avenger, in his new forum. Like his predecessor Caesar, Octavian had propaganda purposes and the Forum of Augustus celebrated the beginning of a golden age under his principate. The construction of the Forum of Augustus was not just a matter of propaganda. The increasing number of trials had made the Roman Forum and the Forum of Caesar too small to handle the flow of people. Therefore, the Forum of Augustus was created to meet the needs of justice and politics in the city. The Forum of Augustus was an impressive architectural complex, with a wall of Peperino and Gabine stone up to 33 meters high in the highest section. This defense structure was necessary to protect the Forum from the Suburra, an overcrowded and fire-prone working-class district. The wall has two entrances on the Suburra side, one of which is the Arco dei Pantani, a majestic monumental travertine arch dating back to the 16th century. The interior of the Forum of Augustus was equally stunning, with the genius of Augustus, his colossal statue dominating the eastern end of the northern portico, and the Hall of Colossus, a decorated chamber that housed the statue. The remains of the decoration and the statue are now on display in the Imperial Forum Museum. Forum of Nerva, 97 AD. Before the construction of the Forum, the area housed commercial shops and the two huge apses of the southern side of the Forum of Augustus. Underground flowed the Cloaca Maxima, an imposing sewage canal whose origin dates back to the 6th century BC, during the time of the kings. This canal, coming from the Suburra, crossed the Roman Forum and the Velabro before flowing into the Tiber immediately downstream of the Tiber island. Although it is named after Nerva, the credit for the building of the Forum goes to the Emperor Domitian, 81-96 AD, who however was assassinated in 96 and failed to inaugurate it. It was therefore Nerva who inaugurated the Forum in 97, which bore his name. The Forum Square was 114 meters long and only 45 meters wide. A simple colonnade was built along the longer sides, as the available space was too small to allow for conventional porticos as in other forums. Today, only two columns remain standing of the ancient colonnade, nicknamed colonnax in modern times because of their state of disrepair. Inside the forum one can admire a stretch of road marked by deep furrows, which was the outer part of the tufa block covering of the Cloaca Maxima, on which the original floor of the forum rested. During the Middle Ages, the floor slabs were removed and the wheels of passing carts cut into the tufa blocks, giving rise to the furrows that are still visible today. Forum of Trajan, 112 AD. In the period between 95 and 105 AD, an excavation of the slopes of the Quirinal began in order to create space for new buildings. In all, about 300,000 cubic meters of tufaceous material were removed, allowing the creation of a building area of about 4.2 hectares. It was in this area that the largest and last of the imperial forums, the Forum of Trajan, was built. It was built to meet the need for new space for the administration of justice, an activity that had moved from the Roman Forum to the Forum of Caesar and then to that of Augustus. Furthermore, the Forum of Trajan was erected to celebrate the emperor's victory over the Dacians, achieved after two very demanding military campaigns. The war treasure thus acquired was used to finance the construction of the Forum, which was inaugurated in 112 AD. The Forum of Trajan represents one of the many masterpieces of Roman engineering, and the rooms present were probably intended to house offices and archives related to the administrative and judicial activities carried out in the imperial forums. The forum extended over a vast rectangular square measuring 110 by 85 meters, bordered by colonnaded porticos on the two long sides, closed to the south by a colonnade of colored marble and to the north by the facade of the Basilica Ulpia, which took its name from Trajan's family, the gens Ulpia. The basilica served as an enormous court, with its two stories and five naves. In the center of the square, the Trajan Column was erected to celebrate the emperor's exploits. Today, the upper part of the complex houses the Imperial Forums Museum, where the architectural structures and sculptural works of the forums are exhibited. Evolution of the Imperial Forums. Despite expansions, fires, restorations, and reconstructions, the Imperial Forums maintained their architectural appearance and function intact throughout antiquity. It was only in the 4th century that the area began to undergo progressive changes that led to the creation of a new urban landscape, and the fall into ruin of its monuments, or their reuse for new constructions. Among these, the Arch of Titus and the Arch of Septimius Severus have come down to us in good condition because they were incorporated into medieval fortifications. The area was also used as agricultural land and pasture, taking the name Campo Vaccino. The almost total destruction of the Imperial Forums occurred during the Renaissance, when Pope Julius II, 1503 to 1513, used the entire area as a quarry to extract materials to be reused, often crushed to produce lime, in the city's artistic and building renovation project. The protests of artists such as Raphael and Michelangelo had no effect. The forum was rediscovered from the 16th century onwards, thanks in part to painters of Roman views who painted the ruins emerging in the pasture area, an unusual and popular subject. Several excavation campaigns were undertaken in the following centuries, with greater intensity from the 19th century onwards. The area was completely excavated at the beginning of the 20th century, with the almost total erasure of the ancient architecture to make way for the construction of Via dei Fori Imperiali, along which the annual 2 June parade on the occasion of Italian Republic Day has been held since 1950. Since the 21st of April 2015, the Imperial Forums have enjoyed new lighting, created by Academy Award winner Vittorio Storaro and architect Francesca Storaro. Visits to the Imperial Forums. Today, you can explore the archaeological area of the Imperial Forums with a breathtaking entrance from the majestic Piazza Santa Maria di Loreto, near Trajan's Column. The tour route will take you through a walkway immersed in thousands of years of history, offering you the chance to admire part of the Forum of Trajan, pass under Via dei Fori Imperiali and through the ancient cellars of the Alexandrian Quarter. You will continue your journey through time through the Forum of Caesar until you reach the Forum of Nerva, from which you will exit directly onto Via dei Fori Imperiali. Support the Culture Project with a donation of 20 euro cents for listening to this audio. Go to the donate section of the website Achilles Showcase. Have a nice day.